This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday told his foreign minister to expel the ambassadors of 10 countries, including Germany and the United States, who appealed for the release of a jailed civil society leader. The North American and European envoys issued a highly unusual joint statement on Monday, saying the continued detention of Parisian-born philanthropist and activist Osman Kavala cast a shadow over Turkey. The envoys called for a just and speedy resolution to his case. Kavala has been in jail without a conviction since 2017. He faces a string of alternating charges linked to 2013 anti-government protests and a failed military coup in 2016. He's become a symbol of the sweeping crackdown Erdogan unleashed after surviving the coup attempt. The Red Cross is urging the international community to engage with Afghanistan's new rulers, saying that aid groups on their own would be unable to stave off a humanitarian crisis. Afghanistan has been plunged into crisis by the abrupt end of billions of dollars in foreign assistance following the collapse of the Western-backed government and the return to power by the Taliban in August. Meantime, Sweden's Minister for International Development Cooperation warned on Saturday that Afghanistan is heading toward economic collapse faster than expected. A U.S. military drone strike in Syria on Friday killed a high-level al-Qaeda leader, according to the U.S. Central Command. The strike occurred 2 days after a U.S. base in southern Syria was attacked, causing no U.S. deaths or casualties. The U.S. military did not say whether Friday's U.S. strike was retaliatory. This is VOA News. Italy's right-wing former interior minister Matteo Salvini went on trial Saturday on charges of kidnapping for refusing in 2019 to allow a Spanish migrant rescue ship to dock in Sicily, keeping the people on board at sea for days. It's the first trial to go ahead against Salvini for his actions preventing migrant landings while he served as interior minister in 2018 and 2019. Salvini has insisted he was fulfilling his duty by refusing entry to the ship with 147 people aboard. Prosecutors accused Salvini of dereliction of duty and kidnapping for refusing to allow the ship into port for days in August of 2019. Some migrants were taken to land for humanitarian or health reasons, while the rest were eventually allowed to disembark on the island of Lampedusa. Witnesses and regional officials in Somalia say at least 20 people were killed and more than 40 wounded on Saturday when a moderate Islamist group clashed with Somali government troops over control of a town in central Somalia. This according to witnesses and regional officials. The clashes started at dawn Saturday morning when government troops who have been amassing on the outskirts of Guri El, a central Somali town some 400 kilometers north of the capital Mogadishu, attacked rebel-held bases. According to residents, both sides used heavy artillery, mortars, machine guns, and vehicle-mounted anti-aircraft guns during a fierce battle in the streets. Speaking on condition of anonymity, military officials from the opposing sides told VOA that both sides suffered fatalities. Tens of thousands of supporters of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban and his right-wing government marched in Budapest on Saturday in a demonstration of unity behind the populist leader's contentious policies. Saturday's rally was dubbed a peace march, and participants gathered along the western bank of the Danube River and wound through downtown Budapest toward the site of a rare public speech Orban delivered to supporters. Orban took aim at the European Union and a coalition of Hungarian opposition parties that have united to oust him from power. That coalition held its own event Saturday, where one opposition leader vowed that if Orban is defeated in national elections next spring, the country would pursue closer relations with the EU and do away with corruption. You can find more on that story and indeed all the stories that we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.